The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, mamas. What the fuck is good? My name is Camo, and you're listening to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. So you know exactly what you're signing up for right now, okay? If this is your first time tuning in, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, turn on those post bell notifications. If you're a return listener, sound off in the reviews, the comments, please, and thank you. So, this past week, what's new? Not much. Yeah, I've been a major recluse. I have, but I've been enjoying Fortnite quite a bit. In fact, this morning before filming, I placed number 2 out of 100 fucking people. I got number 2. That's a fucking record for me. Okay, I've been playing so much Fortnite this past week. It's actually a little embarrassing, but I'm loving it. I fucking am. And you know, speaking of playing Fortnite, I feel like it's been a redundant topic, growth, developing, whatever. Take a shot for every time I've talked about my evolution over the past year, whatever. But part of that growth has been me expanding my palate and being more open-minded. I've always been an open-minded individual, but I feel like sometimes I've been stuck in my ways. I didn't want to subscribe to certain things because it's overhyped or too mainstream. And you know what? If you feel personally attacked by this and you relate to this, grow the fuck up, okay? Have you ever played the game? Have you ever watched that movie? Have you ever listened to that artist that you are so vocal about your distaste for? Have you ever? Probably not. Okay. And I was so against Fortnite because actually I had a roommate once upon a time that I just really couldn't stand, and he fucking loved Fortnite and it ruined it for me. Not that I ever had any desire to play Fortnite or video games, period. But he kind of just put a distaste in my mouth because I associated Fortnite with his stupid bitch ass. And he didn't make the fucking game. What? So what if little kids play it? So what if it's mainstream? Have you played it to have such an opinion? No, I finally played it and I love it. Okay, I'm going to shamelessly say it. I love Fortnite. Okay, I've been playing quite a bit. If you want to add me, my gamer tag is It's Mama. It's Mama. I-T-Z-M-A-W-M-A. I'm accepting all of you girls back. So, yeah, speaking of, part of playing this game, you know, I've mentioned how I'm, like, taking more from situations and circumstances, whatever. So, this past week, I was playing Fortnite, and the PS5 has microphones on the controller. So I've just been having a field day talking to my teammates, getting to know them. And it's part of the experience for me, honestly. It makes the game a lot more fun, if you will. Like talking to people, like, yes, bitch, get that motherfucker. Oh, hell yeah, we did that. Like, I don't know. The commentary just is part of the experience for me. And maybe that's why streaming people. Anyways, I'm new to all this shit, okay? I'm trying to expand my palate. I'm trying to live a little. And yeah, so this past week, get on fucking topic, bitch. I am a little drunk. Some Casamigos has been in the chat this morning. And all I've got is some orange juice in my pussy. So cheers. But while playing this past week, I was playing with this girl who I didn't know at the time. She was 12, fucking 12 years old. And I'm just like listening to her go back and forth with, I guess, her friend who is also in the same house playing on another TV or something. And they were both on my team. We did like a trio. Like, it was three of us. We had like our little team going, and we were talking through the mics, and she just like asked, like, well, wait, what are your pronouns? I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't want to assume, like, are you he, are you she, or are you non-binary? Like, whatever you may be, it's cool. And I was like, oh my God, this is the future. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. And she was just so cool. Like, this 12-year-old, and like, we were just like vibing, you know, and maybe that sounds weird or comes off weird to some people, whatever, but, it was very inspiring, and I would not have had that experience had I not played Fortnite. So it's much bigger than just subscribing to certain things. Like, I really have deprived myself of a lot of experiences. Oh my God, my desk is lifting itself on its own. Okay, please stop. Thank you. Let's go back down, actually. Fortnite. Play it, don't play it. I don't give a fuck, okay? I'm not a sponsor, spokesperson, whatever. Speaking of sponsors, I just want to emphasize that personally, I have never taken a deal or a sponsor that I did not like or feel could benefit my listeners, my audience. And as creators, we all have that ability. I have turned down more money than I have accepted. So, that being said, I want to talk about the Michaela telescopic lift fiasco that took place this past week. You know what? I was scammed into buying that mascara. It was a great marketing tactic. I don't know personally how the conversation started, but the conspiracy theorist in me believes that L'Oreal got with her, started a whole controversy to push this mascara. I thought that this mascara was new because of this. It's not, apparently. Upon, you know, I posted my own review of it, which I have now taken down because I realized that I was just a part of the scam by doing so. But it's not even a new mascara. It's been around the block for a while. But if you've been living under a rock, there's a beauty influencer, Michaela. She made a video promoting this mascara, talking about how, you know, gave her the falsies look without a falsie. And she was wearing a falsie. Now, at first, I was a little taken back by that because I'm like, damn, bitch, you're making it hard for us influencers out there who, you know, now there's already so much distrust within this space. Now people are really going to see an ad from one of us and just scroll past and be like, well, fuck that, bitch. I don't want to deal with that lying, scamming bitch. But then I thought about it and I'm like, okay, but the mascara was still kind of good. Like, it's not bad. Like, it's not great. It wasn't something to write home about by any means. I'm wearing it right now because I bought it. But, like, it wasn't something to write home about. However, it wasn't bad. Like, you know, it wasn't a hit. It wasn't really a miss either. And people were just upset because the falsie was present. But the thing is we all bought it. So L'Oreal is sitting back cackling. And so is Michaela, which I thought it was so fucking funny how she came back with her follow-up video and started it out with, I think we all know why we're here, and then just completely goes over it. It was just so funny to me. So I've had like some conflicted emotions this past week with that situation and whatever, but I don't know where I was going with any of that. Shit. take what you will from that whole conversation. You know, I'm going to go on a little break. I've got a lot of Q&As or a lot of questions that you girls submitted on Instagram. So I'm going to go on a break. And when I come back, I'm going to touch base on some more of these topics that I've got here. And I'm going to answer your questions. So stay tuned.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
All right, mamas, we're back. Now, before I get into this week's questions, I just want to talk about this TikTok that I saw. As a podcaster, I get asked quite a bit, are there any podcasts I listen to? And if so, what? I don't really listen to many podcasts. That is subject to change. You know, she is expanding her palette, trying new things. So maybe I will start listening to podcasts more. Who knows? But I haven't at this point in my life listened to many regularly. But I did see Elise Myers posted a clip from her podcast on TikTok, and I have never resonated or related more to a video ever than this one. She was talking about how she's really watered herself down over the years, trying to be more likable, more digestible, being softer, being more approachable, if you will. And, you know, she talked about even like her voice, like, and I felt attacked because, you know, I've talked quite a bit about growth, and fucking take a shot for every time I've mentioned my growth and my journey through growth. Bitch, you'd be drunk as fuck. Okay. But I've been growing with you girls, alongside you girls. You know, y'all have been watching my growth. And oh fuck, my drunken high ass forgot where I was going with that. Shit. Oh, period. I remembered. You know, I'm not perfect. I'm growing. I'm actively growing. So even like 4 episodes ago, there could have been something that I might not fully agree with, or I might be like, damn, why did you say that? Or why did you say it that way? I'm still growing. It's evolution. Okay. I'm never going to stop growing. But when she mentioned her voice, I felt so attacked because even listening to the intro to season two, you know, where the little clip where I'm like, you know, welcome to season two, blah, blah, blah. I listened to that the other day and I was like, holy shit, that doesn't even sound like me. Like it sound, I mean, I can tell it's me, but it's like I was trying so hard to sound more feminine and softer and more like a podcaster, if you will. But what is a podcaster? I'm just me and y'all listen. And I actually, this past week, I realized how special this podcast actually is, not to just myself, but to so many other people. I did take those 2 weeks where I wasn't filming, and I had a lot of people reach out about where was the episodes, where what's going on, and it put things into perspective. I was at a point where I was like, honestly, I wasn't going to stop podcasting, but I was kind of at a point with myself, like, what? Why am I doing this? Like, no one cares, and I didn't realize that so many people actually do care. So, to those of you, I just want to reiterate my gratitude for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for subscribing. I do genuinely appreciate you. But this past week, the past 2 weeks, really, I have really recognized how special this podcast is. I've had several people come up to me and be like, I checked your show out and you're great. And I'm like, really? I thought it was trash, but you know, and I was listening also to Manny and Laura's podcast, Full Coverage, and I happened to hear them talk about how they just kind of ramble and it's just like two besties chatting. But you guys eat it up and you guys eat my show up. And I appreciate that. And it really put things into perspective. But the point I was making there was I was listening to that video that Elise posted about, you know, trying to be more likable, and my voice, her voice, she was talking about how she like has kind of changed it. Some of my inflections, some of my pitches, my rhythm, I have kind of put so much emphasis on trying to be more this or more that. And I kind of lost myself. She was mentioning how she kind of lost herself and it didn't gain her any more respect or any more likability. In fact, she just felt like a shell of a person. And I have felt that entirely. And I'm really, really, really trying my hardest to work around that. I think about how different I was presenting into my energy and all of that when I first started TikTok. You know, I was so candid, I was so vulnerable, I was so myself. But maybe that necessarily wasn't the person I wanted to be, because at the same time, duality, and I mention that all the time, duality. While I look at those videos, it's not really who I want to be. There was still a lot of work I needed to do, but I was so candid and so vulnerable. And that quality I did kind of lose over time, because I did put a lot of emphasis on, oh, well, I can't say this because that's going to offend this person. Or, oh, this person I personally know said that they don't like this. So if I like share my, you know, like they're going to look at me sideways or... you know, all this silly shit. I'm really trying to find myself again, really trying to just be 100% candidly, honestly myself without giving a fuck, because I once upon a time didn't. And maybe I had too much confidence once upon a time. Like, you know, there's that trend. I try not to kill myself. And I made a video about that because I think back to all the people that I met back in my like 2020 era, where I was wearing muumuus and Crocs and the crooked ass fucking bun. And it does haunt me still to this day how many people came up, asked for photos, and what they left from that experience, like how they felt, what were their thoughts? Holy fuck, this motherfucker, like I watched their TikToks, but shit, they're a hot mess. And while I don't want to leave the house in fucking muumuus ever again, there was a quality to me that I do miss. And that was just how I did not give a fuck. I like, maybe that was a bad thing in some degree, but I was just myself and I did not care what anybody else thought. And I don't know when this strong longing for approval came into play. I really don't. And I'm not going to sit here and try to pinpoint when or make a timeline, whatever. But yeah, I'm just rambling at this point again, 7 minutes in. I just really resonated with that TikTok, Elise. So thank you for sharing. And thank you for being so vulnerable. It's very inspiring. And also thank you again to everybody who has really put it into perspective for me that I need to keep doing this show, you know. It's been a journey. But on that note, I did want to talk about, okay, so a lot of blogs and news outlets have been sharing this video of me that I posted back in December. The Starbucks one, if you saw it, I had checked out a few items at Starbucks, the Target Starbucks, because I didn't want to wait in the fucking line. People are brutal. People are eating me the fuck up online on all of these different platforms. And I keep getting messages this week. I don't know why this week specifically, but like, people are like, oh my God, you're on my Bing home screen, which I didn't even know Bing was still a thing. Google, MSN, Yahoo, like all these people have seen this video being shared. People are running out of shit to talk about. Y'all are so pressed about me checking out two sodas and a candy bar at the Starbucks checkout. I dodged the fucking 500 Christmas shoppers, last minute Christmas shoppers. I was also going to get a coffee. So like, why were you really pressed? Like, people are so upset. And it really put things into perspective for me, because people are ripping me to shreds, calling me so many horrible things. And it's so funny to watch these behaviors take place, because I see so many of my cis counterparts out there, these hetero creators out there who do the same thing I do, who post the same style content as I, and it is more digestible and it is better received, and people don't give them as hard of a time. But you have a queer creator or a black creator or some minority do something and suddenly it's an issue, and it's not because of what they're doing, it's because you don't like us, you don't fucking like us. Okay, let's be fucking 1,000, bitch, let's be fucking 1,000, okay? People are so upset in the comments saying that I'm all these horrible things, and I'm like, bitch, what are you pressed about? Because I worked smarter, not harder. Like, I would never go to the Starbucks checkout with a buggy full. I had like three things, literally three things. And that's not something I regularly do, but I do dodge a line if I can. If I don't have to wait in a line, I'm not going to. And anybody would avoid a line if they could. I'm not going to cut somebody by any fucking means. I'm not that bitch. I can't fucking stand a bitch who cuts people in line. And I am very much that bitch who will say something. In fact, at Pride, this motherfucker was trying to cut me. And I said, oh no, bitch. I've been waiting 45 goddamn minutes for my turkey leg. And you just pulled up to the chat. Bitch, you can get in the back of the motherfucking line. You are not special. Abso-fucking-lutely. Not at all. But shit, I saw Starbucks. I saw an opportunity. I'm like, shit, I want a coffee. Am I going to wait 30 minutes in this line to check out and then go wait in 10 more minutes of a line at Starbucks? No, bitch. I didn't see a line whatsoever, which is rare. So I fucking took that opportunity and ran with it. And why are you mad? What are you fucking mad about, bitch? And why are so many people talking about it? It's not even that big of a deal. It's not even important. It's so silly. It's so stupid. It's like always the TikToks that I almost don't post. Always the TikToks that I'm like, this is stupid. Like, this is just whatever. That blow up. And it's always those that cause the biggest stir. I don't get it. Why are you mad? Why are you bitches pressed? Why are so many people covering this situation? I'm blown the fuck away. Not that I'm not reveling in this moment, because I'm like, holy shit, this is kind of crazy that this many people have such an opinion on my little faggot ass checking out at the Starbucks checkout in Target. Because why? Like, I'm apparently the most entitled, stuck up, snobbiest person on earth. And I'm like, that's quite the opposite of who I am. You don't fucking know me, bitch, but whatever. Think what you want, because controversy is currency. So just keep paying my motherfucking bills, bitch. You hate me, but you still subscribe. Thank you. Thank you. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Take a breath. Breathe, Camo. It's okay. It's okay. Okay. Anything else I want to talk about? Oh, yes. I had a little road rage incident the other day. I didn't even take Adderall today, which in fact I'm out of my prescription and it's hurting my pussy. Okay. But I had a little road rage incident. I went and picked my friend up from the airport. I was in her car and we're on 285 and I'm in the fast lane. So like we are moving faster than the other lanes on the highway, but we're still not able to like even go the speed limit. Like I'm going like 40 miles an hour. That's the flow of traffic in the fast lane, like without me obliterating the person in front of me. But anyways, the person behind me is riding my fucking ass, damn near touching my friend's bumper. And I'm like, what the fuck is your problem? So I throw my hands up like anybody else would. Like, why are you riding my ass? I see test drive on the windshield. So I'm like, why are you riding my ass in a test drive car? So like, what? Anyways, so they go around me and then they slam on the brakes. They slam on the brakes. I almost hit them. They're trying to get a fucking check, you bum ass fucking bitch. You bum ass ghetto ass bitch trying to get a fucking check. Anyways, so they slam on the brakes, like I said, and I'm like, at this point, I flick them off like anybody else would. Like, what the fuck, bitch? Like, I'm getting angry. Like, what are you doing? This motherfucker turns his head like a goddamn hoot owl all the way around, looks at me so sinister, and gets over and gestures me to come aside from next to him, right? At that point, I'm like, bitch, I don't want nothing to do with this. So I start getting over to the right, like I was going to exit. Well, this man takes off, gets back in the fast lane, zooms forward, and I'm thinking to myself, like, okay, purr, he's, I don't got to worry anymore, so I can just relax. No, ahead, I see him start merging back over in front of this semi that was in between us, merging to the right, like he now was going to get off at an exit. And I kept going, and I noticed that at this point, he was completely over at the, there was like an exit ramp. He was at that exit ramp waiting to see if I would take that exit or not. So at this point, my friend is screaming. She's going nuts. She's like, oh my God, this person's going to try to shoot us. This person's going to try to hurt us, whatever. They're waiting for us. They're like, take the exit, take the exit. And I see this person strategically placed. They're like waiting to see if I'm going to take the exit. So I'm like, no, bitch. Like, I have to be smart. Like, if this person's really trying to do some shit to us, like, I need to make sure we're safe. So I'm going to play it cool until I get to their level. They were like, at this point, like maybe 300 or 400 or 500 feet ahead of us. There is traffic. So it's like, whatever. Anyways, so I'm like, I'm going to make them think that I'm going to stay straight, and they're going to like kind of try to blend back into traffic and wait ahead. So as soon as I got to a point where they had kind of inched up enough where they could not get off that ramp, I fucking booked it. I fucking booked it. The passenger pulled or rolled the window down, had this poo-shiesty mask on, and put a fucking gun out the window. My friend is screaming. I'm hitting the gas. I'm so glad there was nobody else getting off at that exit ramp. The grace of God, because I fucking went 100 miles off this fucking exit, zoomed, got to the stop sign ahead, almost T-boned this car that was going straight ahead. It was crazy. Moral of the story is, calm your road rage down if you live in Atlanta, actually anywhere, okay? Because people do try to kill people over this shit. So it was just crazy and so scary. Don't know if y'all could follow any of that, but I'm going to go on another break, and then I'm going to answer all the questions. So stay tuned.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, girls, let's get into the questions. It would have, you know, been very helpful had I already had them up, but you know, she'd just be lacking in the field sometimes. So, my mom. AngelX.love asked, what's the hardest part of healing for you? I would say trying to reestablish yourself, reinvent yourself can be hard because people around you might not be on that same journey. Some people are okay with being the same forever. Some people will never change, and that's okay. Some people don't need to change. I think there is beauty in change. Some people are tried and true. Some people stick to what they know. Everybody's on their own journeys, okay? If you want to be the same forever, that's okay. That's you. But personally, I wanted to evolve. I wanted to be a better person. I was not confident. I was not comfortable. And while being insecure and not as confident as I longed to be, I was not able to operate in the most efficient, respectable manner. I was not able to express myself as freely and feel so comfortable doing so. And so I did kind of, I feel like a lot of my life, I didn't get the attention that I needed or wanted. And that's duality, because I also have gotten a lot of attention without trying. Like, I can go into a room and people just gravitate towards me. However, there have been times where, like, even that, it's not the type of attention that I longed for. I wasn't getting the quality of attention that I was longing for. And so I did things that I don't necessarily agree with at this present moment. I was about shock value. You know, I like, looking back at some of the Bus and Snacks videos that I did, great company, you know, I this is not against them, but this is all of me. Like, I embarrassed myself being so extreme with this character that I used, because I could not get attention from just being soft and sexy. It just wasn't in my realm of possibility at the time. And now there will be people who will say, oh, you're perfect the way you are. And sure, yeah, if you're comfortable with that person, but I wasn't. That's the thing. So I was not able to express myself the way I can now and am, and growing into doing a better job of ongoing. But what makes this healing journey so hard is there's this paper trail. There is all of this evidence. There's all this time that I acted a certain way, presented a certain way, did certain things, had certain behaviors and certain patterns that a lot of people that you're familiar with, people in your circle, people in your family, have grown accustomed to, gotten to know. And so when you're growing, these people now challenge that growth, because they're like, well, you're different. You've switched up. That's not you. That's, this ain't how you act. Oh, what's changed? What's gotten into you? Sometimes people accept the change and they're like, wow, you're doing great. You're doing phenomenal. I see you're growing. But then other people feel challenged by it, and they act like I'm being fake, or they act like, oh, you think you're better now. No, like, I'm just growing. So that does kind of make your healing journey difficult, because I've been healing from things that I've done, things that people have done to me. And while growing and trying to be a better person, you do have a lot of people come and be like, wait a minute, bitch, let's not forget XYZ. And I'm like, okay, but let me live. I'm trying to be a better person. But also, let's be realistic. Why did I act in such ways? Why don't we ever conversate about that, huh? But anyways, so that, I would say, to answer your question, that's kind of been the hardest part of healing for me. I get a lot of questions about Tasia. Tasia and me are besties. We talk all the time. Guys, please stop trying to make drama. Stop insinuating or implying. People don't have to hang out every single day. People don't have to hang out at all to be friends. I have a lot of low maintenance friends. I moved so far so that I would not be spending so much time with friends. And that's not because I don't like my friends. It's because I needed to be more productive. She's a mother in these streets also. So she's very productive and very busy. Last time, I'm going to address that. Okay. Devin underscore Chig asked, was dating and sex mentally different for you after you lost weight? Yes, abso-fucking-lutely. So to be candid, prior to being where I am now, when, you know, those spicy moments would occur, I was very much the type of person that just, like, you know, hit a doggy because I don't want to show my face, you know, maybe TMI, but, you know, I wasn't able to really tap into my sexual energy and really fully enjoy. It was really about the other person and me pleasing them because I wanted them to like me. I wanted them to feel satisfied. And now that I have gained more confidence, I'm like, oh, this is about me too, you know, and I'm able to be more sensual and more sexy and be confident in that. And, you know, when I'm doing the do, I'm like impressing my own self. I'm like, okay, bitch, like, I see you over there, Miss Cowgirl. Okay, brr. Okay, maybe TMI. And if my family's listening, I'm so sorry. You have to learn this about me here. But yeah, the girls, they want to know. Moving on. Keto Cat asked, tell me your gratitude list. I adore you, XO. I adore you too, Miss Keto Cat. Okay, I'm gonna go eat a keto sandwich in a minute when I wrap this episode up. But gratitude list would have to be my family, first and foremost. My friends, the good friends that I have that still are here. My cats. I love them so much. They bring so much peace to me. They really just do something to me. I love them. My cat is sitting outside of the door right now waiting for me to wrap this episode up because they just want attention and I just want to give them attention. My sweet chunky boy, okay? But also my resilience. I'm very grateful for that. I could have been knocked down so many times in the past, and I think that's what makes me so me, is I am shamelessly myself, whether I've struggled to fully, you know, present or, you know, whatever my struggle has been. When all is said and done, I was able to get past that triumph, that tribulation, and not let it rob me, not let it completely knock me down. I got back up, you know? So I'm very grateful for that quality. I know a lot of people, they don't deal with defeat and rejection very well. And maybe in the moment, in the past, maybe I wasn't the best, but when all is said and done, I am still standing and still a strong, brave bitch ready for another challenge. I guess that would be what I'm grateful for. Yeah, I'm also grateful for my talents and my manager also. Shout out to you, Brendan. Much love to you, honestly. Like, I might not express that enough, but I really genuinely do love my manager. And he's a cool dude, okay? And he helps me get money. So thank you so much. I'm very grateful for him. The Jet Life 12, how old were you when you had your first celebrity crush and who was it? I don't know if this was my first celebrity crush, but I do remember I had a big infatuation with Selena Gomez, and I didn't have any desire to be sexual or intimate with her, but my little 10, 11, 12 year old self was infatuated with her. I was obsessed. She had like this chat line that you could call and off chance you might talk to her, and I called that shit religiously. I was so obsessed with her. So fucking obsessed. But then I was also watching like The Suite Life, and low key, like my little kid self wanted to, like, I was into, you know, Zach and Cody. I was into them. Yeah. So those, I guess, maybe. La 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 la. Shit. Wieden Feller Katie. How's your grandma doing now that she's living on her own? She's great. We talk every week. She actually just bought her own house. I don't know where she's at in that process. I need to help her move whenever that time comes, but she's doing great. She's doing good. She did lose her mother in October, so our family has been dealing with that, but she's doing great, all things considered. Thank you for asking about Miss Mimi. Nessa 0487, what helps you feel most confident? I would say my character. I think a lot of people find confidence in such vain things like their physicality or things like that, their looks, whatever. Confidence for me has always came from just my essence, my character, and I might not have looked my best or felt my best that day, but I know I did my best. And that is kind of where my confidence comes from, I guess. Also the feedback. People give me feedback all the time, like in real life, online. People are like, oh my God, you've really helped me with it. Like, you sharing this really put this into perspective. And, you know, me being honest and candid, even though I struggled in some eras, I know my dick or contradicts something I said earlier, but I think that has played into my confidence. People have always, even before I had a following online, when I was just a small town person, just living life, people always told me how I helped them with their confidence, and that made me more confident in myself. So, yeah. Jordan Elena asked, biggest pet peeves. Okay, I get asked this question all the time. All the time. I guess because people love to hear me complain. I do have a list. I might add to the list. I don't fucking know. Okay, so these are some of my pet peeves that I can think of. Enabling bitches. People who enable people. People who make excuses. I can't stand a bitch like that. Like, I think back to when I was miserable with myself and I was just very fat and not happy. People could sense that, and there were people in my life who were jealous of me, and they were the most vain people ever. And they'll be like, oh, I wasn't jealous of you because look at me, I'm gorgeous. And then blah, blah, blah. But it wasn't about that. You were jealous of my motherfucking essence. Let's be 1,000. Okay, bitch. And they would enable my bad behaviors. They were a pusher. They would push food on me. My grandmother too. She's an enabler. Like I was really struggling with my eating, and she'd be like, oh, but have this roast beef with mashed potatoes and biscuits and cornbread because you need it. Mimi, I love you so much, girl, but please, I'm trying to get skinny. Yeah, just the enabling, like, if you can tell, like, you have a friend or a family member who is struggling and they're really trying to better themselves in whatever capacity that is, don't be an enabler. Don't sit here and tell them what you think they want to hear. Tell them what they need to hear. Be fucking brutally honest. Don't be a bitch, but, you know, be candid with people. Tell them what they need to hear. And I was struggling, and I would have loved so dearly to have someone be realistic with me and be like, bitch, maybe you shouldn't eat that second round of Chick-fil-A. Because you did lose all that weight once upon a time, and you gained it all back, and you're getting bigger and bigger, girl. Like, I love you, and this is all from a place of love. Calm the fuck down. I fucking wish I had somebody who was that realistic with me, but no fucking body was. Everybody was like, oh, you're perfect. You're perfect, sister. You're the best. You're so great. Nothing's wrong with you. Live, laugh, love. I live in a fairy tale world, and you're great. You're perfect. No. That's just not the truth. I was not healthy. I was not happy. I was not confident, okay? So don't be an enabler. If you see someone's got a problem, don't keep pushing them in the fucking problem, okay? Not being taken seriously. I am a character. I do say a lot of silly shit, but some people don't take me seriously. Like, people don't take me seriously half the time, and I feel like I really have to prove myself or... Like, I feel like I have a lot of redundant conversations with people. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, mm-hmm, yeah, okay, whatever. They don't take it seriously. And then I do it. And they're like, oh, my God. You don't say, bitch. That shit pisses me the fuck off. Fuck you, bitch. Yeah, double standards. Yeah, I can't stand it. I can't fucking stand how I can post a video. And it's different. That's different. Well, it's different here. It's different there. No. If you're going to bend the rules, if you're going to cherry pick, you're going to have to do it for everybody. I am somebody who, I don't like when things are not fair. I don't like when there's double standards, when there's like hypocritical bullshit going on. I don't like that shit. Okay. I like things to be fair and equal and even. And if you're going to bend the rules here, you're going to bend the rules here. It's like when I was working in serving jobs, I had 3 serving jobs who gave me a hard time for wearing tight skinny jeans. And I couldn't help but think it's because of the fact that I was queer, because every other cis woman in that bitch was in the tightest pants. And I would point it out. Not being one of those bitches like, oh, yeah, well, so-and-so did this. That wasn't me. But I'm like, boom, boom, boom. What do you mean I can't wear skinny jeans? If I can't wear skinny jeans, none of them can. And that is also how I saved myself, because they were going to discriminate against me? No, bitch. I knew what I was doing. And they did too. Okay, so they played their fucking cards right, as they fucking should. I kept wearing skinny jeans. I'll have you fucking know, bitch. But I didn't like that. I did not like that I was on numerous occasions at different jobs asked to tone down my makeup, which... I've never even been someone who wore a lot of makeup. I'm not like caking my face up, but I did. I was told once upon a time that I needed to tone down my eye makeup, that it was too dramatic. Meanwhile, every other girl in there was wearing pink eyeshadows and blue eyeshadows. Okay, period. So I don't like that shit. Double standards, I don't. I don't like people who are not aware of their privilege. I don't. People are insufferable, and they... anyways, take from that what you will. I can't stand a poser ass bitch. The other day I was in a cafeteria and I overhear this girl, some guy was like, who's that on your shirt? And she was like, Paul McCarthy. Who? The guy was like, who? Paul McCarthy. Paul McCartney? You mean, oh yeah, whatever, silly me. Bitch, why are you wearing that shirt? Who is Paul McCartney? Do you actually know? God damn. Why are you wearing that shirt? It's like the bitches who wear the AC/DC shirts. Like, why? Do you even know three songs of theirs? I mean, I get it at this point. Like, some of it's it looks like a cool graphic tee, but fuck, you're a poser. I can't stand people who gossip about... This may come as a surprise because, like, well, Camo, you're always spilling tea. Bop, 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 beep. My own tea. Okay. If it does not involve me, you will not hear. Well, I heard from Camo. Beep, beep. No, you didn't, bitch. You didn't hear shit from Camo. Okay. I promise you that. I'm a sponge. I live for the drama. I'll listen to the drama to a certain extent, but it does at a point I have to tune it out because it just gets on my motherfucking nerves. I can't fucking stand when people start telling me about this coworker's love life and this person is cheating on someone. I don't give a fuck. How does that pertain to you and me? Were you involved in that circumstance? Were you involved in that situation? Were you involved in any capacity? No. So why are we talking about it? Now, if you were involved in the situation, by all means, let's talk about it. But I don't give a fuck about your coworker's love life and their drama that does not include you or me at all. Please shut the fuck up. I can't stand that shit. You're wasting my time and my energy, and it's hurting my head. Okay. I still can't stand a slow ass bitch. Slow in all regards, like a slow driver. Why are you in the fast lane? Why are you driving so goddamn slow? The speed limit is 65 and you're going 68 in the fast lane. Move the fuck over, bitch. I can't stand when I get out of my vehicle. I have somebody with me and I'm out of the car. We've been sitting in the car for 5 minutes smoking or whatever the fuck we did. And 5 minutes goes by and I'm standing outside of the car and you're still like lollygagging in my car, getting your lipstick on or whatever the fuck you're doing. Bitch, let's go. We pulled up here to go. Like, I'm tired of waiting for you to get out of the goddamn car, okay? I can't fucking stand it. So stop being slow. Just fucking go, okay? God, this tequila is coursing through my pussy. Okay. Well, that's my pet peeves. I'm gonna answer one or two more questions. Okay, Whitney Banks, are you seeing dating anyone? What do you think about dating apps? I'm not dating anybody. I'm not in a relationship. I am still tripping over somebody. I will admit, I still really like him. And I think about him and he's just so cute. And I just miss the good days. But dating apps make me sick to my stomach because men are disgusting. They really fucking are. I can't stand when a man messages me and says, I hope you don't mind, I'm straight. Motherfucker, you're not straight, okay? If you are contacting me, okay, you're not. I don't care if you're pan, cool, but you're not straight. I'm a queer individual, so you're not, whether I identify as this or that or whatever the fuck I identify as, I have a fucking dick, okay? And you know that, and you're spending time with me, you're invested in me, you're reaching out to me, you're showing interest in me. You know what I got, okay? There's plenty. I know more cis women out there who would throw their pussy on a platter than I do queer people, okay? So you're not going to sit here and tell me you couldn't go find some fucking pussy. If you want to sit here and fucking... That's also another fucking pet peeve of mine, okay? I can't fucking stand people who are not 1,000 people who are going to sit here and beat around the fucking bush and be like, well, I'm straight, I'm this, I'm beep, beep, blah, 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 blah. Motherfucker, let's be fucking 1,000, okay? You know what I am. You know what I got going on. And you are reaching out to me, okay? Don't sit here and say, oh, well, yeah, because you're beautiful and pretty and girly and beep, blah, 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 blah. I can look past it. No, bitch, you know what's in my panties, okay? So be fucking for real. There's women out there who will throw their pussy on you. You're cute. It's not hard for you to find a cis woman if that's what you want. Don't act like I was your last resort. I'm too goddamn pretty to be out here last resorting for anybody, okay? So don't sit here and act like you're only with me because you couldn't find a cis woman. Bitch, that's, I don't believe that. I'm not willing to believe that whatsoever. I'm not stupid and I'm not going to play boo-boo the motherfucking fool, bitch. So be fucking for real with your motherfucking self for once in your goddamn life. You are not straight, okay? Point blank, period, purr. That was a lot. That was a lot of trauma I just got off my chest. one more, I guess. One more question, I guess. I guess, like, whatever, bitch. I'm gonna answer two. Somebody asked, Riley White asked, what would your death row meal be? Love you, Mama Sauce. I love you too, Mama Sauce. Death row meal might be this barbecue place, heirloom something barbecue, Korean barbecue I had the other night. Bitch, I've never liked baked beans. This place made me like motherfucking baked beans, okay? I did. I like baked beans now. I never liked coleslaw. I like coleslaw now, okay? This shit was so fucking good. Korean barbecue is way fucking better than American barbecue. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna fucking say it, bitch. I don't care if you argue otherwise. It's way better, bitch. Point blank, period. That would maybe be my death row meal. This shit, I had a 3 for $3 there. They had like macaroni, beans, and like 3 different meats. And oh, bitch, it was so good. It was so good. I want some now, but I'm not going to do it to myself. I'm not. Somebody asked also, Love 444 Anthony, would you ever start hormones? I'm starting mine soon and I can't wait. I go back and forth about will I ever. I don't know if I will. I'm happy for you that you're starting that journey. So congratulations. Everybody is individual. I do feel like I'm like more in the non-binary, which non-binary people still do hormones. So that's whatever. But I don't know. There, it's a trade-off. There's problems that can arise and that kind of scares me. And I just don't really have a strong desire to do so. Sometimes I do think about getting titties. Sometimes I do think about starting hormones, but will I go through with it? I don't know. I'm still figuring out, to be determined. But congratulations. Yeah, on that note, I'm going to wrap up this week's episode. I love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. And yeah, have a beautiful, gorgeous, sexy, hot day. Do something great. Yeah, period.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.